Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's Mr. Encore. Fantasy sports and politics crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy sports and politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, log on.
Hello, hello, hello. As you know, once again, this happens to be the FSP Crew Show. And you know who I am. I'm the host of the show, BJT. I'm joined again by my two co-hosts, Jeff the Joker and Black the Bookie. One from Jersey, Jersey guy. One from the nation's capital, the D.C. One's a Giant fan, one's a Dallas Cowboy fans, but that's neither here nor there. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220 if you want to talk to any one of us, or if you'd like to join us in the chat room, that's open for your convenience. You can ask a question, make a statement, comment in the chat room, we'll respond to it if you'd rather not talk to us on the phone. With that being said, without further ado, let's bring in my two co-hosts so they can converse with one another, including myself. Black the Bookie, with his back issue, and Jeff the Joker. Talk to me, Black. How you doing, my man?
Yeah, well, once again, I'm heavily under the influence of Percocet, so I apologize, people. Things come out wrong tonight, but my co-host is trying to rile me up early in the pre-chat. I don't know what's wrong with this guy, but we'll find out what we're talking about in just a couple of minutes. What's going on, Joker?
Hey, I'm good, Black. Hope your back gets better, and I'm glad to be here.
Good, guys. Well, there's been a few things going on. As you know, pitchers and catchers have joined the wherever their respective spring training camp is. We'll maybe talking a little bit about that. But before we get to that, there's one thing that's really big news. And the pre-chat, just like Black has said, one of the things that he brought up, and I'll bring it up because...
This is not the biggest sports story of the day, but you can go ahead and continue.
Well, this is a big sports story, okay, because this guy is an Olympian, a Paralympic track star, and he lived in South Africa. His nickname, just from the, I guess from the Mel Gibson movie back in the day, Blade Runner. We're talking about Oscar Pistorius, a double amputee who became one of the biggest names in world athletics, is due to appear in court on Friday on charges of murdering his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. She was found shot dead in Petraeus' home. Supposedly, he mistaken her for an intruder. Shot her with a 9mm pistol that was recovered at the scene. But the police said there have been previous incidents of domestic nature, which probably weigh pretty heavily on how they view this case. I would beg to think that this guy's in some serious problems with medical and forensic examinations that the police are going to conduct. He's being held in the police station in South Africa with the intent, once he gets his hearing, that they'll post bail. So I don't know if you guys, well, you probably heard about this, but you got any comment on this crazy thing that's happened here? Four times he shot her.
Yeah,
that's not funny.
I'm hearing all types of different stories. It's from she tried to surprise him for Valentine's Day to there was a history of domestic assault. I don't know what to believe so far, but I believe, according to South African time, it'll be 2 a.m. here when he goes to court. We'll see what he's charged with. But this is a crazy story. The South African hero. Many people are disappointed today. Many people are disappointed. I couldn't believe the story even when I woke up this morning.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. What do you think, Joker?
Yeah, needless to say, there's a lot of details that have to be revealed. I mean, I think wherever you stand on the gun control issue, if you're going to use a gun, you got to be careful and you got to know what you're doing. And, firing someone by mistake four times, I don't know, that doesn't sound right. I mean, remember, Jerry, you might remember, this is a little before Black's time. There was a skier back in the 70s who got shot by an actress. His actress was his girlfriend. And the name of the skier, I think it was something like Spider Savage, European skier. He got shot by his girlfriend. I'm going to look it up. And she got a slap on the wrist. She was, got like literally, I don't know, less than a year, and she was able to serve the time on the weekends, and I think that they let her go home for Mother's Day. I mean, it was nuts.
Her name was, I just had it.
I'm looking it up right now.
Claudette Longet or something like that?
Right,
Claudine.
Right. She was in a bunch of Peter Sellers movies and stuff like that. Yeah.
Right, right.
And Claudine Longet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of stuff more recent, but I'm not that familiar with the justice system in South Africa, but you never know. I mean, you could afford a good lawyer, and I guess there's a lot of important details.
Hey, we're talking about, what's that record producer got in trouble?
Phil Spector.
Phil Spector, talking about Robert Blake. There's been a few of them that's done some heinous, been accused of some heinous crimes. And either got off, I think Robert Blake got off, but Phil Spector got convicted. So there's been some crazy stuff going on with the celebrities and sports celebrities, OJ and others. How about that Ray Carruth? When supposedly hired a hitman to do away with his pregnant girlfriend. There's been some bizarre stories, and this falls into line with one of them too. We'll probably never know what the exact truth is, or it may come out if he happens to be guilty of this and finally breaks down and confesses, or maintains his innocence, and I guess they'll have to prove him guilty. But this is a pretty bizarre story, and I wanted to lead it off. I mean, there's other stories I wanted to lead it off, but I wanted to lead it off with this one because I got persuaded by my co-host to divert from something else, but I'm still going to go to it. Now, Black, you said there's a bigger story, and I want you to give it to me.
No, that was the biggest story. You started off
okay.
with the biggest story.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's the biggest story of the day so far.
Okay. My other thing is this, okay, and I'm going to be jumping all over the place, but it is what it is. This has been going on because come Sunday, I think it's Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, this Sunday coming up, besides the NFL Combine being in full bloom during the weekend, happens to be Mr. Nike, the brand, Michael Jordan, I think is going to be a 50 years old, if I'm not mistaken. February 17th, I'm definitely correct in that. He'll be 50 years old. And there's been some talk, okay, ever since Michael's been coming up, that Antoine, I think it was Antoine Jameson, said that Michael still can play at 50 and still be effective. And then there's also been some talk about LeBron James versus Michael Jordan, who is the best right now, or whatever, at the same stages of their careers. Just in case you haven't been paying attention, he's been pretty impressive over the last, I guess since the beginning of the season up until now, 25 plus or 30 plus points a game. I think the best run of a player in NBA history, and because of Jordan's birthday is coming up shortly, and he's 50 years old, there's been a comparison about LeBron James versus Michael Jordan. I'm going to go to Joker first, and you give me your opinion on what you think about that, LeBron James versus Michael Jordan, and then I go to Black.
Okay. I mean, it's not a joke, but to mention LeBron in the same breath as Jordan, LeBron needs a few more rings, and he needs some more clutch moments, because those are the big differences between the two, is because Jordan was 6-0 in the finals, and he was Mr. Clutch. And, you know, I guess probably getting the first ring is the hardest, and I think I got to give credit. I think it was Magic Johnson who said that once LeBron got the first ring, he would just relax so much more. And I think that's what's happening now. But, you know, LeBron is still a work in progress, and a darn good work, too. I mean, he's been red hot. And you could say, you know, he's won one championship and twice he lost in the finals. But the one time when he was with Cleveland and they went to the finals, he carried that team. He did not have what would be considered an adequate supporting cast to go to the finals. I mean, usually you need two stars to make it happen in the NBA and a lot of good role players. And that was him and just 11 guys. He was it, you know, and you can't hold it against him for not being able to win in the finals by himself. I don't know. That's my two cents.
Black.
I cannot do any comparisons at this point. LeBron needs to finish his body of work in the NBA, and then I can take a look and see and sit down and look at what Jordan has done or what LeBron has done and then make an accurate comparison. I will not compare anybody to his ends right now while they're still playing the game, because there's plenty of things that Mr. Jordan has accomplished and LeBron has not yet.
Well, I got a little short article here. They did an interview with Michael Jordan about a little over an hour ago or whatever. And Michael Jordan said in an interview with NBA TV that if given a choice, he would take Kobe Bryant over LeBron James. This is a quote from Jordan. 5 beats, 1 every time I look at it, Jordan said, and not that LeBron James won't get 5. He may get more than that, but 5 is bigger than 1. That's what Jordan says. And if I'm not mistaken, LeBron had a response over what Jordan said. And let me get that. I don't have it. I thought I had it. I don't. But Jordan, clearly, and in my opinion, I would take Kobe over LeBron. I know LeBron still I wouldn't say a work in progress, but he still, just like you said, Black, has some more on the plate before he's done. So we'll have to, for lack of a better word, table it until LeBron's run is done versus Kobe's run is done, which he, it looks like he may be coming close to what his run is over, and see what how they compare versus his airness. I don't think that there's anybody going to be able to compare with the brand. Every time he went to the finals, he won it in the finals, and he'd been at the MVP, just like Jeff was saying, every time. So well, I'll have to wait and see, just like you guys said, and see if Jordan, it's not Jordan, but LeBron James can measure up or come close to in the conversation. I don't even know why it's been tabled or spoken about, but
well, you know, you got that from the troll network. They're always trolling for something.
Well, that's true. Okay.
No, yeah, Black's absolutely right, because there was, in, you know, the New York area, where, you know, we're blessed, we have two sports radio stations. The big story has been the past couple of weeks with the NBA trade deadline approaching, that the Knicks are looking to trade the only young player, Iman Shumpert, and I cringed when I heard that. I don't think there was any proof that they were actually shopping him, and it just makes no sense, especially considering what I heard they would get for him. And you wonder, are these things legitimate? At least comparing greats of today to greats of yesterday, that's always going to happen, especially in a slow sports week. But sometimes these things are just manufactured.
Exactly.
Speaking on that.
And also, Magic Johnson is not even giving LeBron one game against Jordan. So it says that Michael Jordan will win 10 straight games if they play one-on-one. Come on, Magic Johnson. You're trolling too, man. What's going on with everybody trolling nowadays?
Okay. Well, supposedly, speaking on the Knicks front, that Mike Woodson said that Iman Shumpert would not be traded. Carmelo Anthony had chimed in when this talk came out and said, do not trade Iman Shumpert. I mean, he's, what, less than a year removed from the knee surgery that he had, and he was a very up-and-coming player, rookie last year, that could play tenacious defense. You would have to think that once his knee is totally healed, but once he's more confident in his knee and it's got more strength than it is now, that he would be an even better player than he is right now. So to trade him away and for what they were maybe asking for, it doesn't make too much sense to me. So I don't think they're going to trade him away. I mean, they got a bunch of old guys on this team, just like you said, Jeff. He's one of the youngest guy on the team. Why would you want to trade him away with a bright future in front of him? So it is what it is. We'll see what happens. The trade deadline is the 21st, which is a week from today. And we'll hopefully, if they make a move, it's not with Iman Shumpert. It's with someone else to get someone decent in here.
Well, what were the trade pieces? What were they trying to get for Shumpert? You guys know the deal?
I can't remember the names, but it wasn't worth trading a good young player for. It just, it made no sense. These sounded like Isaiah Thomas trades. You know what I mean? It made no sense whatsoever.
Okay.
I mean, if for some reason somebody was going to offer a good young player for him, I'd listen. But it's kind of like almost like fantasy football, how not all the time, but frequently trade offers are insults. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it doesn't happen all the time. The thing is, you know, some people make a legit offer, but some guys, you know, I was in a fantasy league with a buddy once, and he made me a trade offer that was ludicrous. And I said to him, it's called trading, not gifting. You know, because he's one of these cats. He'd only make you an offer that's so lopsided in his favor, it's going to get rejected by the rest of the guys anyway. You know, and it's nuts because, I mean, I've been in leagues with guys. One guy in particular, he never met a trade he didn't like. He just liked to keep the guys moving. You know, he make trade, you know, yeah, his star quarterback for your star quarterback, and they're almost identical. What's the point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he just was he liked to keep things moving. He made a lot of waiver moves. He made lineup moves in trade. And then I got another buddy. And when you know guys well, that's when you get to know their fantasy habits if you're in, you know, leagues with them year after year. And this guy, he hated every trade. It's like he just was anti-trade. Like, any trade he hated. And I tried to explain, you know, in some situations, you know, if, let's say, you're very heavy at one position and light at another, then, you know, it's worth exploring a trade. But even in those situations, he always hated trades. And, and when I evaluate a trade, if I have to vote on it, I don't just look at the players involved in the deal. I'll look at the rosters of both teams, you know, because sometimes that has a lot to do, you know, and this is a key line, and I saw a fantasy site use this line once for rejecting a trade, quote, based on roster needs, you know. Because let's say something like a quarterback, if your backup quarterback breaks out and you have a real stud, a good backup has value, but you can, most leagues you can only start one. So, you know, you could trade that backup and get somebody into your starting lineup, you know. And those are the kind of trades that make a lot of sense, you know.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's talk about another thing that happened recently in the NBA. A player getting suspended 20 games for testing positive for steroids. I don't know if you guys heard about this or not.
I didn't know the guy still played. That was an amazing story to me.
Oh, really? I'm talking about the Orlando Magic forward, Hedo Turkoglu. He was suspended yesterday for 20 games after testing positive for anabolic steroids. He said he took full responsibility for the positive test. Apologized. This is like standard. Apologized to the Magic organization, fans, and fellow teammates. He said he took the medication from a trainer in Turkey this past summer to help him recover from a shoulder injury and mistakenly neglected to check it against the NBA's list of banned substances. This is a quote from him. As a player, this is the worst situation that you want to be in. I'm just sorry to put the organization in this situation. I should have double-checked and researched, and I shouldn't be in this situation.
What was he trying to do, get bigger?
No, supposedly, he had a shoulder injury.
Last year. Well, yeah. I mean, look at me right now. I'm on narcotics. If my job decides to drug test me right now, I would fail. So I can understand that.
Mm-hmm. This is the eighth player suspended for performance-enhancing drugs on the NBA's drug testing policy. He's the second Magic player to be suspended under the policy in 4 years. Rashard Lewis was suspended 10 games in 2009, testing positive for an elevated testosterone level. Turkoglu said he was tested in December. He learned of the suspension Tuesday night. The general manager said Turkoglu informed the team of his positive test a week ago. So he'll miss 20 games. So he already missed 10 games this year for a fractured bone above his eye, and then missed 28 straight games at the start of the season after breaking a bone in his hand. He's only been in 11 games. That's why you thought he wasn't playing anymore, Black, because he's only played in 11 games. So.
And I remember when the simple doctor's note used to be able to just work. Things have changed so fast.
Well, I mean, as you guys know, that HGH is starting to or is right around the corner to be tested for these major sports. Like I think it's on the table or in short order. It's going to be in the NBA, and I also think it's going to be in the NFL HGH testing. So this is, I wouldn't say on the tip of the iceberg, but I'm looking to see in the NFL, NBA, and other major sports that these organizations start getting more sophisticated in testing and putting more things on the table that are excuse me, that are banned, that you're going to see more and more players give up some money in their wallet and some time on their respective field, either the football field, the court, or the baseball field, or whatever. These guys are it's the day and age we live in now that the organizations aren't going to let these guys get away with what they got away with so long, and they're going to pay the price. You guys got any comments on that?
Well, I don't see how this guy's trying to institute all this stuff when he's on the way out the door. What is it, after this year or next year?
What's that?
Stern.
I think it's going to be next year. I think they're going to start testing HGH next year. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, and that's when he leaves, isn't it? Remember,
that's
he came
right.
out early.
That's
in the
right.
season?
That's right.
Yeah.
He just said he was leaving. So
yeah.
I got to believe that the incoming commissioner is going to be like a Roger Goodell. And who do we have jumping in on the fray that can't stay away, but Kermit or Too Sweet?
Too Sweet?
Victor Garland.
For real? For real?
Oh!
So we're going to go there. I lost the Super Bowl bet. Still ain't paid the money yet. Call
okay.
me Kermit. Call me all that. Still ain't paid the money yet.
Wait, come on. Come on, stop. I told you you're going to get it. Come on. You got to be like that, right? Is that what it is?
You know,
too sweet.
You gonna introduce me as Too Sweet and Kermit?
I said no. I said Victor Gardner, aka
you
know, Too Sweet.
Exactly. That ain't my name. I got you.
Aka VG3. What's going on, Vic?
Ain't nothing, man. Just trying.
I need to be in contact with you on a couple of issues.
Okay, you need to get to me before the 28th.
Before when?
The 28th.
Before the 28th?
Yes. Give me time to take care of whatever it is you need to take care of. But I need to know before, before the middle of next week.
If you're gone on the 28th, when do you return?
April 28th.
April 28th?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'll holler at you before then. Because it's something dealing with that month of April, so.
Well, whatever
yep.
it is,
well,
I need to get it done ASAP because I won't have access to anything after February 28th.
All right, well, I'll talk to you all day about it.
All right.
Hey, Mr. Gardner.
Yeah, what's up?
Not to get to off subject, but I'm getting off subject. We haven't conversed off air in a while, and I know that you're going to be leaving shortly. You gave me commissioner.
I'm here Saturday.
Okay. I need to know about the Yahoo.
Okay. This is the way it works, homie. And Black, you're welcome to join as well. This is how it works. If you are not at even number.
Oh no! I'm not worried about that. I don't. In fact, I don't even know what you're going to get into then. But you're giving me commissioner duties. and I'm not exactly sure how to get into the site to be able to deal with that.
Just go to Commissioner Tools. At the top
okay.
of the lead page, it should be a tab for Commissioner Tools. Click on there and adjust whatever needs to be adjusted.
Yeah, but you're missing what I'm saying. In order for me to be able to do that, I would have to be able to have the username and password to get in there in order for me to see
no,
that.
No. Since I gave you access as a co-commissioner, sign in under your own information, and it should come up.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem.
I bless you with abilities. Just call me God. Okay.
Oh boy!
I hear you.
You see what I'm dealing with,
Black? You know what I'm dealing with, right? You know what I'm dealing with.
You're dealing with a winner. I can't lose, because Jerry's got to pay me.
I really appreciate you. Beating your boy last week. I noticed he didn't say. Huh?
I said I'm glad I could help you, and of course he didn't say anything. Ricky's been incognito, so you know he's being that way. It's all good. It's all good because you notice when he wins and he beats me, it's all blasted. It's like yeah, you know. But it is
mm-hmm.
all good. I'm not going to stay here too long. As I want to wish you guys happy Valentine's Day. Hope you're spending to be with your loved ones and all that. I got to go downstairs and be with the family and watch a movie or whatever. But I just want to come on here and share a little love and let you guys know I will be doing Saturday's show and probably
okay.
next Saturday, which is my son's birthday. But
okay.
Hour and a half ain't going to kill to be on the show. Also, please pump the baseball league. We are at 9 already. I want to get to 18. And
you
want
to get to
18
teams?
Yeah.
Got to be kidding me.
I'm a money hog. Also, all returning owners, as long as the two managers return, all their draft trades will be upheld. So, Jerry, thanks for all those nice, wonderful picks. I appreciate you.
Well, how many picks did I give you?
I think you gave me like 3 or 4. So, because you said you didn't care about, you know, this season since you won last year, which is fine. It's okay. But, Black, I welcome you to join in on the fun. I'm going to miss the first month because I'll be away.
Well, you might have to kiss your money goodbye.
Oh, no. That's why you're co-commissioner, because you can adjust my roster every week.
Oh, hell
even
no.
When I play you. Even when I play
you. Oh, hell no. You got... You really think I'm going to adjust it to your advantage?
Only a good person of good, pure heart and integrity would do that. So you're telling me you don't have...
I have good integrity. I have high integrity, but I also want to win the moolah, too.
Wow.
You guys are playing what, fantasy baseball?
Yes, sir.
To get through to football. How much is it to get in?
50. I lowered
this
year. Yeah, I lowered
it. Will I be guaranteed the whole watch the national roster if I pay the $50?
If you do what?
Guaranteed the whole watch the Nationals roster, including my pitchers.
If you draft them, that's up to you.
Because that's the only way I'm giving up 50. I don't want a diverse mix of guys. I just want the whole national thing.
Well,
see,
let me put it this way. You probably be able to get about at least 5 players, I would think, that you would probably be able to draft. At least 5 players from the Nationals team. I truly believe you would be, if you got in, you would probably be able to draft at least 5 of the players that you would want in that league. Now, where they would fall, that's a different story. Where you would have to draft them is a different story. But you would probably be able to draft 5 national players.
Jerry's mom would tell you that would not be a good idea.
No, no. I'm just saying he wanted to do it. He would say that he, that's what he wanted. I didn't say it was a good idea. I'm just saying.
I'm saying your mom would tell him that's not a good idea.
You know, you got. Hey, Black. I don't know what it is. You know, I'm about to call the local police on his ass. Because he's got a fixation with my
Hey, he's the baseball guru behind your winning last year.
No, don't even try
he's
it.
Your GM.
Don't even try it.
Well, anyway, I'll let you fellas get back to it because I want to talk a little baseball. But football wise, I was listening to what you were saying and. You know, you were talking. Well, you're comparing the incoming commissioner for baseball to Goodell, and how he came in at the tactic booth and tried to lower the boom. And I think you're right on that, Jerry, because all these players are coming up in ledgers and all that other stuff that's causing trouble for Major League Baseball. They're trying to get past the performance enhancing drug era, but I don't know if they can.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Every one of these major sports, and I'm really going to push the NHL to the side, but they have their own issues. They're suspending players for doing the same thing with the performance-enhancing drugs. But Major League Baseball, NBA, and the NFL all are cracking down harder and harder on these guys. About the performance-enhancing drugs, steroids, and now HGH is the big thing now that they're going to be testing on these guys. So, and any commissioner that's coming in new, be careful what you wish for when you get a new commissioner because like Goodell took over and doesn't have a good rapport, I would say, with most of the NFL players or a total dislike for Goodell. I think any new commissioner of any of these major sports that comes in and starts doing the things that Goodell's going to be doing is going to not be well liked by the union membership, but they're trying to put a better light on the sport and get get as much as they can of the performance-enhancing drugs, including HGH, out and make it a cleaner sport. So,
okay.
But I don't know how effective that's going to be. I mean, you try to get it out as much as possible, but when you think of one way to get the players that are cheating, then there's always a new way to get around it. So,
well, I'll tell you this, and I'm going to go. And I'll let you guys talk about this. I think baseball has the right plan in place currently, and they're looking at revising to make it even more stringent. They go 30, 90 a year because they play so many games, I believe it is. Your first offense, I think it's 30 days or 30 games. And then the second offense is 90 games, and then you get a whole year. And if you caught again, you're just banned. I'm not exactly sure on the time frame. I might be off on that. And they're also looking at making it stricter. 1-2, you're gone. And I think that's a good way to tell your players, look, we're not going to tolerate it. Get caught. One time, okay, we'll take half of your livelihood. Two times, you know, you're pretty much done. Three times, we don't want to see you till next year. You know, and they're moving to an even stronger stance on that. I think football, which is a bigger impact sport, needs to adapt the 1-2 rule. Once, okay. Now, they have the drug policy as far as, like, alcohol and stuff like that, and cocaine and crap. But PEDs, go ahead, yeah. You get caught once, half a year. Twice, you're done for a year. Third time, you're automatically suspended for life. That's what I think. That's what I think because it puts such a heavy burden on those players to do the right thing and make them scared. Make them scared not to use the performance-enhancing drugs. Make them playing field level. I mean, if they want to go in and start doing, like, muscle implants and crap like that, can't control it. But if they're not going to test through blood, then they need to find another way of testing and punishing these players. I don't want my sons going to high school and college and all that getting tempted to take performance-enhancing drugs because their natural gifts aren't as good as somebody that has natural gifts plus a performance-enhancing drug. I don't want that. I don't want my kids to be dissuaded because of stupid crap like that. But I digress. I got to go and spend some time with the family.
Unfortunately, I had something I wanted to talk to you about that had to do with your Redskins, but that's okay. We can talk.
We can do that Saturday.
Okay, Saturday. Okay, no problem. I'll table it until Saturday. Unfortunately, I'll table it until Saturday.
Yeah, Mr. Davis might not be back. Hopefully, we'll see. But hey, Black. Get better, man. And if you're trying to go to what I think you're trying to go to, tell me what I need to do so I can get it done.
Well, I'm actually already in, but I need a photographer, to which one I do have. I don't know what his rate is, so that's why I was coming to you.
All right, if you're willing to do that. You let me know. We'll work something out, okay?
All right, you got in? Yeah, I got in.
Can you take one of these other jokers with you?
It's right down the street from where they are. They just got to fill out the media credentials.
That's what I'm saying. What I want to do is have one of you guys broadcast from there. That's what I would like. But we'll talk about it later, guys.
Okay.
All right. Peace, love, and all that black hair grease stuff.
See you later, too.
Ditto. Take care.
See you later, too, sweet.
Oh, I didn't even know Jeff was on here. Jeff,
why
say something?
I can barely get a word in, you know. I was all over the place before.
Oh, man. I'm up here monopolizing time. My bad, Jeff.
You're not on the show every week, so, we want to hear you.
Well, I got love for you. You or the old guy need to go with Black. And I'll pull money out of my pocket from places I got to pull from to get things done. But I want to broadcast live. I want to broadcast live. That's how JD got his ESPN show. I'm just telling you. That's how JD got that ESPN radio show. We can do this, fellas. We can do it. All right, I got to go.
Okay, take care. Too sweet.
All right, fellas. Get those fingers ready and go massage those feet, man. Have a Valentine's Day to you.
I don't know what you just said, but okay.
I said get your fingers ready and go massage those feet. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Oh, yeah. You know, same to you. Y'all take care of your ladies.
I'm at work.
Well, when you go home. And, Jerry, you call me too sweet all you want, I'll be counting all your cash as I pull it out your ass. Jerome Rome's in the house. All right, I got to go.
Oh, God. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right. Goodbye.
Take care, my man.
All right,
that was Mr. Gardner. He's gone. Let me just get this out of the way. All right, I wanted to talk about this, and Black really said to just move on from it. But it is some news because the owner of the Dallas Cowboys did say that he was going to make some people uncomfortable this off season. And since this is supposed to be America's team, I thought it would be a little noteworthy to talk about it.
Are you some type of terrorist? You're always talking about America's team. What's your deal over there, buddy?
Isn't this supposed to be America's team? Am I correct in saying that?
Well, We haven't had that title since the 90s.
Well, as far as I know, that title is still there, and it has been brought up on several occasions, not habitually, but the reason I'm saying it is because your high profile owner made a statement to the media about his team, saying that he was going to make people uncomfortable. One of the people he made uncomfortable, for one, what was his defensive coordinator, which he got rid of, which is Rob Ryan, who moved on to bigger and better things, and brought in Monty Kiffin. And one of the other things that your owner had said was that the play calling duties were going to change. That Jason Garrett wouldn't be calling the offensive plays, but your coach, a day or so ago, said that he wouldn't say if he was going to continue calling the offensive plays or not. So he was pretty much saying it's still up in the air. Who calls the plays? Supposedly Bill Callahan was going to be calling the plays. Now it's up in the air. All I got to say is this, Black. That's all I got to say. It's a ball of confusion. Who's calling the plays? And is Jerry, what he said, not going to hold water? Or is Jason Garrett rebelling? And I hate to say it like this, and it's no knock on your team, but is he rebelling like a 5-year-old against what someone said that he's not going to do? You tell me, Black, what the heck is going on?
That's a lot of Houston Texan bias.
No, it has nothing to do with it.
I really sense that the Texans are being overshadowed and want to just keep putting America's team, as you call them, into the news every program. We just celebrated the Baltimore Ravens winning the Super Bowl. You know, we're in the off season now.
Well, that's right. And
I don't
want to
talk about my owner and what's going
on.
This is
off season talk. I'm just going by what your owner said. It wouldn't have been brought up if your owner didn't say all this, and it wouldn't have been brought up if your head coach didn't say all this. So I'm trying to figure out who is calling the shots. Is it the owner? Or is the head coach saying he wasn't sure, let me put it this way, he wouldn't say one way or the other who was going to be calling the offensive plays. Now, to me this is a big thing, for the simple fact is Jason Garrett, he's the head coach. Jason Garrett's been calling the offensive plays. Jerry Jones said, I'm shaking things up. Some people are going to be upset of the way I'm shaking things up, and the play calling duties are supposedly no longer going to be with the head coach. But the head coach is singing a different tune. Now, if Jerry Jones or Jason Garrett hadn't said anything about one way or the other, this wouldn't be news. But they've been talking, but they're not talking the same language. So that's why I'm bringing it up. What the heck is going on?
I'm going to turn into my man the Joker here right now, and I'm going to bring up a famous lesson.
That
wrestler, The Rock, it doesn't matter who calls the play, Mr. Jerry Taylor. It doesn't matter.
Sure
it does.
Because
our offensive line is still the same offensive line.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is this. Your owner said that things are changing and your head coach was no longer I haven't seen a direct quote, but in essence he said the head coach, meaning Jason Garrett, was no longer going to be calling the offensive plays. And so to me, that's a big deal. If your owner says you're not calling the offensive plays, you're going to relinquish that and you're going to be just doing the head coaching duties. That's a big thing. In my opinion, that's a big thing. And it does matter who's calling the plays. Apparently it matters to Jason Garrett who's calling the plays. If he still hasn't said definitively who's calling the plays, meaning I'm not ready to give the play calling duties up, that's a big thing, especially when your owner is talking a different language. Jeff, you got a comment on that?
Who signs the check, Mr. Sadler?
I understand that. But then if he signs the checks, Jerry Jones signs the checks.
So it doesn't matter what Jason Garrett says, does it?
Well, it sure does, because if he's not on the same page, if he goes out in the press and says, I'm not sure who's calling the plays, that's contrary to what the owner is saying. That's contrary to what the owner is saying. Meaning he's not – Jason Garrett is saying basically I'm not ready to relinquish the play calling duties and it's still up in the air. That to me, they're not talking the same language.
It'll all be worked out by the time preseason comes around. Don't you worry your pretty little Texan head.
Well, maybe
you,
just
– you just worry about Cotton Schwab and your boys trying to do
something
in the playoffs. Okay?
Well, Jeff, you have an opinion, Jeff?
I thought
that
the whole thing was bizarre.
Right.
And I think Dallas needs a new GM. That's the problem.
Exactly.
For those who don't know, Jerry Jones acts as the GM. And I think a lot of this stuff should have been resolved privately. And it's odd that, you know, Bill Callahan was just in the news a couple of weeks ago for being accused of, and the term was sabotaged by Tim Brown,
right.
Which I think Brown made a retraction regarding him, quote, sabotaging the Raiders in the Super Bowl against Tampa. And now all of a sudden, you know, Callahan is kind of, involved in this brouhaha. But this is something that should be done privately. And I was thinking about it. You know, these coaches are famous. They get good money. You know, and you think about these guys and athletes and entertainers, and the one good thing about not being famous, when we're having struggles at work, the whole world does not know about it, you know, because,
right.
You know, it looks like Jones is trying to discipline Garrett, you know, by stripping him of responsibilities and whatever. That's the way it looks, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of humiliating, and but that's common. When NFL teams want to send a message to the coach, they fire a coordinator or two. And then eventually they fire the head coach.
Well, this is one of the things I'm getting to, Black, is you have this your head coach saying things that are contrary
our head coach is a yes man, if you haven't realized that.
Don't try to
prop him up as anything more.
This doesn't sound like it's a yes man. That's what I'm trying to say to you. This doesn't sound like it's a yes man. If he hasn't come to the conclusion that he's going to be giving up the play calling duties, which he really prides himself on, play calling, and he's been doing it for a while.
He's called into Jerry Jones' office. Trust me, those issues will be resolved.
Well, what I'm trying to allude to is this: if he keeps talking like this, is there a possibility that he may be not the head coach in the near future?
If he keeps talking like this, he can be right on the back burner of Rex Ryan, right on his way out of Dallas.
Okay. That's basically what I was getting to, that even though there's been a big turnover of head coaches, when a head coach starts to go, I wouldn't say completely, but he's starting to sound like he's going against what the owner/GM is saying. That's not good for the head coach, if he knows it or not.
Let him keep running his mouth. Lovie Smith is still out there. I take a Lovie Smith. Let him keep running this trap.
So I just wanted to get that out there and get some clarifications from the Dallas fan on what he thinks of it. I also wanted to talk about this. I'm going to talk about it more with Vic, but I wanted to get your guys' opinion on there's been, I wouldn't say a big clamoring, but there's been talk in the last few weeks, within the last week or so, about the team changing his name because of it's insensitive toward a certain race of people. Talking about the Washington Redskins and their push from the Native Americans to change their name. The National Congress of American Indians released a statement last month calling upon the team to change its name. And this is a quote. "It's time for the NFL and the Washington football team to join the 21st century and leave the mockery and racism of the past where it belongs in the past," end quote. You guys' opinion? Black.
They've been clamoring for that here for years in D.C., and they haven't done it yet. I've always believed that the name should have been the Washington Foreskins, but that's just my opinion.
Oh, you know.
I really don't know why they want to tick off Native Americans. I don't know what they've done to Washington, but just go ahead and change the name. Get it over with. Nominate the Foreskins.
Jeff?
You know, Daniel Snyder is a businessman, and I'm surprised that nobody's ever sat down with him because, you know, guys like him, they don't care about black, they don't care about white, they don't care about red, they care about green.
Yeah.
And if they changed the name of the franchise, he would make a fortune on new merchandise. I mean, I guess he has to share that fortune because NFL is profit sharing, but I'm sure he'll still get a nice piece, you know, if he changes the name. And supposedly he's very stubborn against it, and I don't think it's frivolous. And years ago they changed the Redskins fight song. It used to be "Fight for Old Dixie," and now it's "Fight for Old DC."
Right.
I mean, that's just the song, not the name of the team. Other college teams have changed nicknames. Stanford, when I was a kid, were the Indians. Now they're the Cardinals. I mean, some teams haven't, like University of Illinois are still the Illini, and they still got the Chief as their mascot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still teams like Atlanta Braves, Cleveland Indians. But I think that years ago I heard that there were even Redskins players who supported the idea. But the number one guy who's got to support it is Snyder. And, I know a lot of deaf people. He's the National Association of the Deaf was suing the Redskins over accessibility issues, which any city in America, you want to be accessible in D.C. because there's so many deaf people in the D.C. area because of Gallaudet University, University for the Deaf,
right.
And also for hearing people, too, you know, to learn sign language, whatever. That's right there in D.C. I mean, he ticked off the deaf community, too, but, you know. I don't get this guy, you know?
Yeah. Well, Bruce Allen said he didn't see anything wrong with it, and he's not they're not trying to piss anybody off. But his quote is, "There's nothing that we feel that is offensive, and we're proud of our history. To suggest that players and coaches and fans are thinking any other way, it doesn't make sense." So I guess this is going to be an ongoing thing. I don't know if it's going to be pushed any harder than it's been pushed in the past, but we'll just have to wait and see if things change or the Redskins still keep their same name that they've had for 80 plus years. With that being said, we got about 30 seconds before we get out of here. You guys have any parting words of wisdom or anything that you want to put out there before we leave? I'll give it to Jeff and then Black, and then we're out of here.
Yeah, we didn't get to it. We don't usually talk about this on the show. I'm still scratching my head that wrestling got dropped from the Olympics. I don't understand, because that's a classic ancient sport, and they have so many other sports in the Olympics. I don't know why they're dropping wrestling. And that's Olympics is wrestling. WWE is wrestling. But,
right.
You know, when you represent your country in the Olympics, and I mean, for wrestling, that's the pinnacle. That's the Super Bowl is
yes.
The Olympics. Other sports, like, you know, they had golf to the Olympics. Okay, that's nice, but it's still the Masters and the Open and whatever. It really stinks, but they didn't ask for my opinion. That's why the Olympics stink, because they do crazy stuff. They don't make any sense.
All right, Black.
Oh, man. Shout out Lindsay. Wow, man. Terrible, terrible crash she was involved in. I hope she has a speedy recovery. Also, shout out to Nerlens Noel. Projected first round, top pick in the draft. Took a nasty, nasty RG3-like spill in the game this past week. Out for the season, torn ACL. Wish the man a speedy recovery. And fellas, it might be in your town, April 13th, somewhere near your town, at the Barclays Center for the Jordan Brand Capital Classic. So you guys are able to come on through.
April 13th, you said?
April 13th. It's on a Saturday. Jordan Brand Classic. Jabari Parker, the Harrison Twins, most of the ESPN top 25 will be playing in this game.
Okay. I just marked it down on my calendar. So, all right, we'll see what it is. Maybe I can get out there. All right. With that being said, NFL Combine is in 2 weeks. Michael Jordan's birthday is on Sunday. The NBA All Star Game is this weekend, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, it is.
So there's a few things that are going on NBA wise. Like I said, pitchers and catchers. We'll probably be talking about that over the weekend about the baseball. With that being said, I want to thank my two co-hosts for joining me tonight, Black the Bookie and Jeff the Joker. As always, it's engaging and good conversation that we have for the past hour or so. Until next week, 8:00 Eastern Standard Time. Be the FSB Cruise Show. Black the Bookie, Jeff the Joker, and myself will be co-hosting this show. And tomorrow will be No Chaser, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mac Williams will be the host. I will be the co-host. Unfortunately, the guest that we were supposed to have canceled out. We're going to be rescheduling. But tune in anyway, because we still have a stimulated conversation. And leading to Saturday, which would be 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, would be the FSP show. Vic, one of his few appearances that he's going to have before he goes away, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll be the co-host of that. And then on Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Master Plan, where I'll be talking about baseball since the season starts. Like I said, pitchers and catchers are in training camps now. I'll be talking about some baseball, including fantasy baseball, gearing up for the drafts that will be coming up in the up-and-coming weeks. With all that being said, I want to thank you guys for joining me. Thank you, people, for listening, and we are gone.
Yeah, it's Mr. Encore. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew, yeah, check. Fantasy Sports and Politics, ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew.